I guess first I'd like to thank everybody for coming this evening. Not only the residents, but the non-residents, the camp owners, second homeowners, and just the people in general. I'd like to start off by just asking how many people here this evening were here at this meeting last year? If you just raise your hand, please. Thank you very much. And if you will recall, at last year's meeting, when it was opened, it was stated that this was a done deal and that we might as well learn to live with it and make the best that we could of it. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight that if it was a done deal, this meeting would not be being held tonight. So thank you for coming this evening. I'm a Flatlander, and I'd like everybody to know that. Most of you know me, some of you don't. But my wife and I were born and raised in Lancaster, and we moved to Colebrook, and we were called Flatlanders. Well, then we bought some property in Stewartstown, and we built the house, and we moved to Stewartstown, and they called us Flatlanders. But let me tell you, folks, it all started at Plymouth Rock. So I don't consider anybody a Flatlander. John Amy asked me what I had at stake in this, and I said absolutely nothing. My wife and I won't see this. It won't affect us. It has nothing to do with us. But I'm a fourth-generation New Hampshireite, and I'm darn proud of it. But I'm also proud of everybody in this room here tonight that has moved to New Hampshire for the same reason that we live here, and that's for our independence. My great aunt taught school in Pittsburgh for 50 years, and when I told John Amy that, he said, "What was her name?" And when I said Junie Aldridge, he said, "My God, she was old when she taught my father." And my grandmother was an original Scot from Pittsburgh and one of the town fathers. So those are my roots. There's been a lot said here tonight, and I would just ask everybody that would you please stay until the end of the meeting. It might get long, it might get drawn out, it might tend to get a little boring. But there's going to be a lot of good information that has been told and a lot more to come. A senator's job is to their constituents, as is John Gallus to us up here, Andy Sanborn to those in Concord. But their second responsibility is to our state, not just their constituents. And if anyone here writes one letter or makes one phone call or talks to one person, that's just as important as anything the rest of us are doing. I'm no hero by any means. There are just too many people involved in this fight that are unknown to mention tonight. And some of them don't want to be known. Some of you know me and some of us wish you didn't, but that's the way it goes. Granite Reliable Wind Park is no longer owned by Granite Reliable. 75% interest in that wind park is owned by Brookfield Power out of Toronto, Canada. A Canadian firm owns Central Vermont Public Service and Green Mountain Power. TransCanada owns a lot of our land, so this is really about our land. And the organizations that Bob mentioned earlier, the society, the conservation, you know, they're folks just like us. They get up every morning, they put their clothes on the same way we do, they work for a living. We pay a price for living up here, we really do, and everybody knows that. And I'm not here to toot my horn tonight, and I'm not here to toot the horn of everybody else that's fighting this. I'm here to toot the horn for New Hampshire. And I'd like to start off, if I could, by asking Lynn if she would be willing to come up here and share what she's going to share with us tonight. And I have not told her this, but I will say it now. And Donald would be damn proud of you, Lynn.